From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. In Dallas, Texas, police say two snipers opened fire on police during a demonstration that was being held late Thursday protesting the police killings of two black men earlier this week in separate incidents, one in Minnesota, the other in Louisiana. The Dallas police chief said early Friday three suspects are in custody and authorities say a fourth suspect is dead. Five of the 11 police officers shot during the chaos have died. Speaking to reporters early Friday, Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings called it a heartbreaking morning.
To say that our police officers put their life on the line every day is no hyperbole, ladies and gentlemen. It's a reality.
Speaking from the NATO summit in Warsaw, Poland, U.S. President Barack Obama condemned the attacks, saying they're a wrenching reminder of the sacrifices police officers make for the public's safety every day.
I'd ask all Americans to say a prayer for these officers and their families. Keep them in your thoughts. And as a nation, let's remember to express our profound gratitude to our men and women in blue, not just today, but every day.
Officials say the attackers had intended widespread damage, and a suspicious package has been secured by the city's bomb squad. Just days after the deadliest bombing in Iraq's history, Islamic State terrorists have killed at least 35 people and wounded scores more late Thursday in an attack on a Shiite shrine north of Baghdad. The attack on the Saad Mohammed shrine included several suicide bombers, guns, and mortar fire. In another development, Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has fired the head of security in Baghdad, as well as other officials, following last Sunday's massive bombing. This is VOA. It's being called the most critical NATO summit since the end of the Cold War. U.S. President Barack Obama began 2 days of crucial meetings in Warsaw on Friday, with Brexit at the top of his agenda and concerns of what the departure of Britain from the EU might mean for the security alliance. The United States has a strong and enduring interest in a united Europe, and everyone has an interest in minimizing disruptions as the EU and Britain forge a new relationship, Obama said Friday, after meeting with EU leaders at the start of the NATO summit. But on the official agenda, it was Russia and what U.S. officials describe as its more assertive, more aggressive actions on NATO's eastern flank that's dominating the two-day discussions. As Russia, NATO's most militarily capable neighbor, continues to arm and shows no signs of ending its involvement in Ukraine, U.S. officials see a growing potential threat to NATO countries that were once part of the Soviet Empire.
We don't want a new Cold War. The Cold War is history, and it should remain history. We will continue to seek constructive and meaningful dialogue with Russia.
That's Jens Stoltenberg, Secretary General of NATO.
Russia is our biggest neighbor and an integral part of European security. So sustaining dialogue is essential.
Washington sees this as a crucial time to forge a cohesive response that for the first time in a quarter century will focus not on reassurance, but on deterrence. The U.S. and South Korea have announced plans to deploy the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense, or THAAD, on the Korean Peninsula to counter North Korea's ongoing nuclear and ballistic missile development programs. General Thomas Vandal, the Chief of Staff for U.S. Forces in Korea, made the announcement during a joint briefing in Seoul on Friday.
North Korea's continued pursuit of ballistic missiles and weapons of mass destruction in opposition to its commitments to the international community require our alliance to ensure that we retain the ability to defend ourselves in the face of this threat.
That is designed to intercept and destroy ballistic missiles during their final or terminal phase of flight. It has so far proven effective against short and medium range ballistic missiles. President Barack Obama announced Wednesday that U.S. troop numbers in Afghanistan are set to decrease by 1,400 at year's end, though the Defense Department has not yet come up with a specific plan for trimming the force structure. I'm Steve Karish, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.